This is Twit.
Welcome back to The Tech Guy. This is the show where we talk about technology, answer your calls, and have a little fun as well. I'm Rich DeMuro, filling in for the vacationing Leo Laporte, and we've talked about a lot of great stuff, and we still have lots more to do. Joining me now is Chris Marcourt. He is the photo guy, and he runs a great podcast for the past 12 years called Photography Tips from the Top Floor, tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And Discover the Top Floor is his website. Chris is joining us now from Germany. Chris, thanks so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So let's just get down to the what everyone's talking about these days right now. We saw the launch of a new iPhone. So that brings in a new generation.
A whole bunch of new iPhones, right?
A whole bunch of new iPhones. And it's a whole new generation of photography opportunities for people. They're wondering, are my photos going to be better? Are they going to look better? Tell me what you think about iPhone 10.
Well, technically, those photos will be technically better. They will have better pixels, better image stabilization. The stuff that Apple does in its cameras in the phones is amazing. I mean, we're looking at their signal processing, the ISP, they call it, the image signal processor. They have this new portrait mode in the Plus model, in the 8 Plus and in the X or 10, whichever way you want to call it, which does looks at the depth information and changes the light on that photo kind of ad hoc. The auto HDR now, I mean, it's so good now that they will decide for you when it's better to take an HDR photo and just delete the other one. And up to now, it was kind of normal to have a choice between those photos. The color range is wider. One of the things that is really cool, by the way, which isn't talked about much, is what they call the slow sync flash, where they will up to now, when you use the flash in the iPhone, it does this short burst of light, and then if something is in the front, it gets lit like a person, and the background is not getting lit because it's just too far away. And now they will slow down the shutter, so they will take a long exposure and then fire the flash, which means that the background will now also have more light.
So the background has more
pro details. Photographers have done this for a long time. We call that dragging the shutter, and they've implemented this now in the iPhone. Yeah, and just other things like 4K at 60 frames per second in video mode, or 240 frames at 1080p. I mean, that's just crazy.
The downside of those new formats, though, is that they don't necessarily work on all computers. I'm seeing because there's a setting inside the camera that says, "Hey, do you want maximum efficiency when it comes to your formats, or do you want maximum compatibility?" So is that just a in-between thing as codecs are updated on these programs we use?
I would think so. I mean, that's the new HEIF format and other encoding formats that they use for their files to save a lot of space. And as I believe, when you export something from, like, let's say Apple Photos, that it will, if you take it to an external device, will automatically be converted to JPEG for you. So it's trying to be a good citizen, and I do believe that's kind of an intermediate thing. But the technical side of that photography is one thing, and as a photographer, I can only remind people that even with all the new tech in there, it won't really relieve you from doing a good image composition, from kind of deciding what you point the camera at, from which angle, the timing when you press that shutter button. You are still kind of in charge of making sure
the picture
when the light is nice, for example.
Right.
Even though that is now being watered down as well. I mean, that's another thing that the iPhone has been doing, starting with the iPhone 7, is taking depth information into consideration. You have, especially with the Plus models, they have I think 9 layers of depth or something. So they will use that information and do the portrait mode to drop the background out of focus, which for, I'd say, most professional photographers is still not quite there. But for most other people, it's a miracle that you can do this with a phone of that size.
For the average Joe like me. for the average Joe like me that's not a photographer, I'm seeing the pictures come off, you know, the top phones, not just the iPhone, but I mean the Samsungs as well.
They're all doing this, yeah.
I mean, well, yeah.
Well, mostly.
Mostly.
I mean, the iPhone, I think, is still the best one of the bunch at this point, and they are just piling on top of that. They are, I don't know, how many hundred people do they have for the phone?
Several. I mean, I think that report was 600 on CBS News or one
at
of the
least.
Yeah, I mean,
at least.
Yeah. And not only that, but from what I've been told from Apple with meeting with them is that, you know, when you slide open your camera, it used to be swipe up, but now when you slide, you know, open the camera, it's already doing like 300 computations the second you open that camera. So it already knows kind of like what you're seeing, what you're looking at, what it should be adjusting, what it's looking forward to.
That's the other thing that gives most traditional camera manufacturers a bit of a nightmare, because you have this whole engine now that looks at it, and the iPhone knows this is the sky, this is the grass, this is a person, that's a face, that's the skin, and it treats those differently, and most compact cameras nowadays can't really keep up with that. So,
that's a really interesting point.
Entire compact camera market is melting away because of Apple at this point.
Well, I'll tell you my theory in a second, but first tell me, I have a theory on that, how Apple actually might help them. But tell me about the fall. I mean, I live in Los Angeles, which there's no nice contrast of pictures to take, but the last time I went to the East Coast for a wedding last year and I had my Pixel, I could not believe the pictures I was taking on that thing of kind of the changing season.
Oh, and that's in full swing right now. I mean, we're almost getting towards the end of that in some places in the United States. You will get the best pictures if you choose the right time, and that is the golden hour. If you go out and shoot within the last 2 hours before sunset, that light is just magic, and that works so well with these golden leaves and the brown leaves and the green leaves and all this mixture of colors that you see on the trees and on the ground. That light will change everything. So don't try this at noon. Try it in the evening, and you will be happy with pretty much any camera, by the way.
All right, you want me to tell you my theory, or you do the photo assignment at the end?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so let me tell you my theory. So
I
know
you
said the point and shoot camera could be dead, but I think that the Apple Watch with cellular might bring back the point and shoot, not just the point and shoot, but I think more like the DSLR. So, I mean, I get it. There's a bunch of people that love DSLRs and they're kind of semi-pro or pro, but then there's a whole bunch of middle people like me that I want better pictures, but I kind of like the convenience of having my phone all the time and I have that camera. But with this new Apple Watch with cellular, imagine this. I'm going to my kid's recital, right? A play, whatever, school play. I don't want to bring another device because I already have my phone with me, so I'm going to take all my pictures there. But now that I have the Apple Watch with cellular, I know I can be connected, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll leave my iPhone at home. I'll take this nice camera I have from Sony and take even better pictures. Do you think that will happen? Or am I just crazy?
There's a slight chance. No, I don't think you're crazy. I think there's a chance for that. I do not think people will bring a compact camera instead of the iPhone, because the iPhone is the better compact camera for sure. But the nicer camera, yeah, why not? I mean, people will more and more leave the phone in the car at home, wherever, with a better connectivity. I think in the beginning, it's probably mostly people going and using that functionality for specific activities like sports, like in the gym or on a run.
Right.
I personally will bring my bigger cameras anyway.
Well, yeah, you're the photo guy. Real quick, we've got 30 seconds, so I need to get the tech guy photo assignment in. Can you get it in?
The current assignment is shadow. So you get to take a photo that shows the concept of shadow, and then upload it to the Tech Guy Flickr group and tag it with the word shadow. And we will do the assignment review on October the 8th.
Chris Marquardt, discoverthetopfloor.com. Check them out there. We'll have more of your calls at 888-827-5536 after this.